This is Summer Sound on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. Right now, we are joined in studio with the lovely Mariah Rocker. She is the Public Program and Exhibits Manager of Oregon Black Pioneers, and now is here with us live on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. Hi, Mariah. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning. So, first off, we would like to, do you think you could tell us what Oregon Black Pioneers is?
Absolutely. You gave us a pretty good intro already, but we are Oregon's only historical society dedicated to preserving these stories statewide. So we are trying to make sure that all of the Black history that has existed within Oregon and beyond the borders, even around us, is captured, shared, and that we are able to present it with everyone within the state of Oregon and beyond, so that we can correct the narrative of Oregon's history and make sure to include those more diverse histories that are often left out.
Very cool, very cool. What kinds of public programs do you set up?
Yeah, so the public programs that I mainly focus on are very often presentations that focus on different aspects of this history, so like 450 years and 45 minutes, or we talk about specific people like Beatrice Morrow Kennedy, Oregon's early advocate for change, and so we offer about an hour-long opportunities to engage with this history through presentations, and then as you mentioned earlier, one of the big programs that we've been doing this year are our walking tours. So we have walking tours twice a month here in Portland, and then we've also been doing walking tours around the state in places like Astoria, Eugene, Salem, Jacksonville, and Oregon City. So we are, you know, sharing this history, this place-based history all across the state to demonstrate the fact that not only does this history exist here in Oregon, but it exists in the places that we all live and work today.
Yeah, well, you said that there was a lot of I'm blanking on the word.
There's a lot of exhibits. You know, I mean, you're at the museum.
Like, yes.
Right.
So we were wondering, being an exhibit manager, what is your favorite exhibit and why?
That's a great question. So as an exhibit manager, because we don't actually have a museum at this point, but we are working towards having a physical space in the next couple years. And so we have traveling exhibits that go on display around the state. And then we also have online exhibits that you can view on our website. And so in terms of the traveling exhibits, one of my favorites is simply called the Black Pioneers, which really aligns with the work, our name, and the work that we do. And I find that it's really important because it features images and stories of early Black pioneers in Oregon's history, whereas I think people often assume that Black history in Oregon doesn't start until a little bit later, but this really demonstrates that there were folks here in the very beginnings as Oregon was becoming a territory and a state, and that they were involved in legal issues and, you know, fighting for their rights back in the day, back in the 1860s and 50s and stuff. So I really love that particular exhibit that is traveling on display around the state. But we also have online our Hidden Histories exhibit, which I really like because it demonstrates the fact that there is still history that exists in Portland today, whereas a lot of the locations related to this history are often lost to time. So it's cool to show the ones that are still here.
Mariah, I have been a native Portlander all my life, 34 years straight, and I spend my first 29 all the way down on Northeast Alberta Street, which used to be a African-American neighborhood, and now it's not been the case for as many years. Have you been able to look into the history of the Alberta neighborhood as well, to tie that into the Oregon Black Pioneers?
Yes. We are a statewide organization, but we do have a lot of focus here in Portland and are hoping to focus even more in Portland as we move forward. We want to eventually open up a museum here. And so, yes, we are working to collect and share the stories all across Portland and all across the state. And so we have some of that information available on our website. And then we also partner with lots of incredible local organizations that are doing that work as well.
Nice. Well, do you have any favorite figures or events that you've learned through your work with Oregon Black Pioneers?
Yeah. So one of my favorite figures is Letitia Carson, which, again, we have a traveling exhibit for her. But she was quite possibly the first Black person in America to have received a Homestead Act claim in her own name. Certainly the first Black person to have done so in Oregon. And as far as we can tell at this point, the first Black person across the U.S. And so she's very, very his- historically relevant. She's an incredible figure who, kind of as I alluded to before, would fight for her rights in the 1850s as a black woman with an all-white jury, and would win 2 court cases before becoming, you know, making history with that Homestead Act claim. So I really love to tell her story because it's incredible to see the perseverance and grit and resilience that she was able to demonstrate despite having been born into slavery, having come across the Oregon Trail, and living at a time where she really didn't have very many rights afforded to her. And so I really hold on to the hope that her story demonstrates, especially in days, times like these.
Yeah. Do you think you could maybe tell us a little bit about why your work is so important?
Yes, I think that my work is so important because, for one, these stories are often left out of the general popular narrative. They're not often taught in schools. That is the reason that my organization was started in 1993, was to really hopefully get this information into schools. And we just hired an education manager who is doing that work right now.
Yeah.
Literally working with educators right now to help share these stories. And so we find that it is so important that folks know the history of Black Oregonians. Because that is part of Oregon's Black history. You really cannot know, or that's part of Oregon's history. You can't know Oregon's history without having the full story, without having all of the puzzle pieces, which includes other groups as well. But this is part of the story that's often been left out. And so the reason that we do this work is so that we can help folks learn about this history, because it is beautiful. It's also very dark, but it is really beautiful. And we can learn a lot from the efforts of those that came before us, especially like during the civil rights era, but all the time in between. And I personally am also really big on representation. I find that if you can see yourself represented in the history of the area that you live in, you're going to feel more connected to that area. If you can see yourself represented in history, like Letitia Carson was a farmer. Now, hopefully there will be more black farmers who follow along in her footsteps. And so sharing those stories, I think, helps open the doors for future folks to follow along in those footsteps.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad those stories are being told. Are there any volunteer opportunities right now with the Oregon Black Pioneers?
So we don't have any, like, you know, easily plug into volunteer opportunities, but we are always doing this research, and so people who want to do this research often will share that with us. We have a lot of email threads from really incredible researchers across the state whenever they find something new. So that's an easy way that you can kind of plug into the work that we're doing, researching Oregon Black Pioneers, and then sharing it with us in case we don't have that in our archives. And then we will eventually add it to our archives, which we're working on digitizing, and again working towards having that physical space for people to visit.
Nice.
With the addition of with sharing information, is there anything else that people can do to support the Oregon Black Pioneers?
That's a great question. The main way to support us would be to follow along, to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky. We're on YouTube. You can go to Oregon Black Pioneers and check out the wealth of information that we have available there. Especially lesson plans are available for free to download for K-12 educators.
Nice.
So just in case any are listening, please check those out. You can follow along. And then also we are mainly donation-based. So if you are interested in making a donation, you can do so on our website at OregonBlackPioneers.org.
Well, you heard it straight up. I mean, to educators, you guys got to tap in. But this final question, it's a reoccurring one. It's a little bit more of a fun question.
Mm-hmm.
We have a recurring question we're asking all of our interviewees now. Do you prefer tacos or burritos? It's very, very split right now. We have tacos in the lead with 11 points.
Oh, wow.
Your burritos, it's been slacking. I'm team burritos personally with 6 points.
That's where Sydney's wrong, because tacos are just better.
I see.
Burritos are a more filling meal.
Oh, that's tough. That is a great point. Burritos are a more filling meal, but I will say I probably go with tacos.
Man, you guys are killing me.
See, Mariah here, she knows what's up.
Might have to wave the white flag on burritos,
uh-oh.
But we'll see.
Oh, man. Man, I hope the butcher that's coming likes burritos.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's a wrap on today's interview. Again, Mariah, thank you so much for having a chance to speak with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And you guys are doing great work. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. But we've been speaking with Mariah Rocker, the Public Programs and Exhibits Manager of Oregon Black Pioneers. This is Summer Sound live on AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM. Thank you for listening.